Pennsylvania law says teacher layoff decisions can only be made according to who has the least seniority. As Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCory reports, the General Assembly passed a bill this week to change that, but it's facing a veto pledge from Governor Wolf.
The bill does two things. One, it allows districts to make layoff decisions based on budget shortfalls. Right now, they're not supposed to do that and can only furlough teachers, for instance, when cutting whole academic programs. Two, it says that teachers rated as failing by the state's new teacher evaluation framework should be the first to let go if layoffs are needed. Seniority would still be the law of the land among teachers with top ratings.
Well, this is just common sense.
Jake Corman, a Center County Republican, is the Senate Majority Leader.
Right now, it's strictly seniority. And so whether you're the best teacher or not, seniority dictates who stays and who goes. It's last in, first out.
The bill passed the Senate this week with the support of most Republicans. All Democrats opposed it. It passed the House last summer with the same dynamics. Governor Wolf has promised a veto, saying he supports seniority protections.
I think it's, on the whole, a fair and just way to look at education. I think teachers want to do a good job. I think they want to be treated fairly, and I think they're treated fairly. They treat their students and the communities they serve fairly.
Some, including House Republican spokesman Steve Miskin, link Wolf's opposition to the bill to his strong support from the teachers union.
Who is he really supporting? Is he supporting the kids and the best teachers possible, or is he supporting really the unions, you know, his union backers? It's a question.
But even some proponents of the bill have major concerns about it. As executive director of the Pennsylvania Association of School Administrators, Jim Buckheit looks out for the interests of superintendents, who tend to favor using teacher evaluations in making staffing decisions. But
there are valid concerns about using that measure as the means to determine who should be furloughed.
30% of a teacher's rating is now based on student performance on state standardized tests. And great teachers in poor performing schools can come out looking bad, while lesser teachers in better performing schools can seem great.
It's a terribly flawed system that needs to be corrected. And is caught up in the politics in Harrisburg right now.
The state's largest teachers union, PSEA, agrees with that assessment and echoes Wolf, who says the real focus should be on giving schools the resources they need to prevent layoffs from happening in the first place. With Kiever as spokesman.
The General Assembly ought to be talking about how to invest in education.
In the larger political dynamic, additional education funding often flows from Harrisburg only with strings attached. And even after a veto, Majority Leader Corman says this bill is the sort of accountability measure Governor Wolf will have to swallow to get a funding boost in this year's budget.
If we're going to put more money into school districts, we want to make sure that it's used to the best interest of the students.
Earlier this year, the legislature and governor came to consensus on a bill that postpones a standardized testing requirement for high school graduation. In concert, the two bills make teachers more accountable for test results while taking consequences away from students. Kevin McCory, Keystone Crossroads.